When I was a kid, I used to love watching friends put up their Christmas trees at home. The beautiful green tree and all the dazzling ornaments. Well, some of the ornaments were just round, colorful balls. Some of them were little crackers, candy canes, and other type of sweets. But there were also some that looked like people and things. Well, I used to wonder where the whole tradition of Christmas tree came from. Well, does anyone know the answer? Well, here is what I found out. The fir tree, which is usually the choice for a Christmas tree, initially originated from Germany almost more than 1,000 years ago. The tree was traditionally decorated with edibles such as like apples, nuts and dates. In the 18th century, it began to be illuminated by candles. Of course, when electricity came, it was replaced by Christmas lights. Today, there are a wide variety of traditional ornaments such as garlands, tinsel and candy canes. Usually an angel or star is placed at the top of the tree to represent the host of angels or the Star of Bethlehem. To me, the Christmas tree is a symbol of unity, hope and dreams. The ornaments we hang represents our wishes and dreams for the future. And the tree, a symbol of our faith in the Lord, to hold on to them for us till we are ready to receive them. Christmas is truly a wonderful time of the year. So let's listen to some beautiful Christmas songs right now.
Oh!
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Welcome back, dear listeners. The song that I was humming right now, The 12 Days of Christmas, is a beautiful song. In fact, it got even more beautiful when I realized what the song actually means. Well, this song was written by Catholics in England as a song to teach their children about the Christian faith. The song's gifts are meant to help remember the teachings of Christ. Well, let's take a look, shall we? In the song, true love refers to God and me refers to all of us. The other symbols mean the following. A partridge in a pear tree, meaning Jesus Christ. Two turtle doves, meaning the Old and the New Testaments. Three French hens, meaning faith, hope and charity, or the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit Trinity. Four calling birds, meaning the four Gospels. Five golden rings, meaning the first five books of the Old Testament. Six geese are laying, meaning the 6 days of creation. Seven swans are swimming, meaning the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Eight maids are milking, meaning the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing, meaning the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. 10 lords are leaping, meaning the 10 commandments. 11 pipers piping, meaning the 11 apostles. 12 drummers drumming, meaning the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. What a way to learn a song. Well, I would have loved to have played this song right now, but unfortunately we don't have a version to which we have the broadcast rights. But you can listen to this later. Just go to YouTube and type 12 Days of Christmas and you can listen to many versions of this song. For now, let's listen to the beautiful song Amazing Grace, followed by songs which were sung in the Divine Presence in the Christmas of 2002 by the Overseas Choir.
Oh, never dimmed my light, 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 my light, never dimmed.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Of course, any love-to-love segment is never complete without the divine words of our dearest Lord Sai. Christmas discourses of Bhagwan over the years have been occasions for great revelations on Jesus Christ. Here, we have one such discourse where he narrated some salient features of Jesus' personality in his discourse in 1996. Do look up the discourse from www.sssbpt.info, where you can search and access all the discourses and Vahinis in PDF format. Well, this is such a wonderful treasure available free online for everyone to access at all time. So please do inform all your friends and family in case they are not aware that all Swami's writings and discourses are available for free at www.sssbpt.info. So here is a small segment from the Christmas discourse of 1996 in which Swami is speaking on the importance of developing love for God. Swami says, and I quote, "The same God dwells in all beings. There is no difference on the basis of religion. It is attachment to the body which accounts for religious differences. Do not regard the body as permanent. It is a water bubble. The mind is a mad monkey. Do not follow either of them. Follow the conscience. Today people read all kinds of books and go after all sorts of great persons. Well, they do not inquire about what constitutes greatness. Realize that there is no one greater than each one of you. But you have not discovered the real truth about yourself, like an elephant which does not know its own strength. Recognize the fact that the whole universe is within you. You have all the powers within you. They are derived from the divine spirit within you. It is the divinity which endows you with a free will. Forgetting the supreme power of the spirit, people place their reliance on the powers of the body, mind and intellect. Develop the love of God. All other forms of love are not love at all, but only fleeting and impermanent attachments. Man's greatest folly is forgetting his divinity. All should realize that they come from God. All are children of God. Everyone should seek to get nearer and nearer to God. That is sadhana." Well, with that beautiful message, let's now listen to some more beautiful Christmas music. And here is the incredible and popular song Ave Maria, followed by a song sung by Swami students on the Christmas of 2009.
Oh, heavens in his hand. Who made the stars by the word of his power? Who put the spirit in man? And causes all the earth to cry out, glory! Glory to the Lord! Worship Him, the God of our salvation. Glory to the Lord! Honor Him, He reigns, He rules the nation. He is righteous and worthy to be worshipped and adored. With your voices and gifts, glory to the Lord! By the hand, who is the way in this marvelous hour, who stirs the heart of a man, causes all his saints to cry out, glory, glory to the Lord, worship Him, the God of our salvation, glory to the Lord, honor Him. Righteous and worthy to be worshipped and adored. With your voices and hymns, glory to the thank you. with one voice we cry.
Story that will rekindle the spirit of Christmas within. The story is called The Time. Bobby was sitting in cold out in his backyard in the snow. He didn't wear boots. He didn't like them, and anyway, he didn't own any. The thin sneakers he wore had a little holes in them, and they did a poor job of keeping out the cold. Bobby had been in his backyard for about an hour already, and try as he might, he could not come up with an idea for his mother's Christmas gift. He shook his head as he thought, "This is useless. Even if I do come up with an idea, I don't have any money to spend." Ever since his father had passed away 3 years ago, the family of five had struggled. It wasn't because his mother didn't care or try. Well, there just never seemed to be enough. She worked nights at the hospital, but the small wage that she was earning could only be stretched so far. What the family lacked in money and material things, they more than made up for in love and family unity. Bobby had two older and one younger sister who ran the household in their mother's absence. All three of his sisters had already made beautiful gifts for their mother. Somehow, it just wasn't fair. Here it was Christmas Eve already and he had nothing. While wiping a tear from his eye, Bobby kicked the snow and started to walk down the street where the shops and stores were. It wasn't easy being six without a father, especially when he needed a man to talk to. Bobby walked from shop to shop, looking into each decorated window. Everything seemed so beautiful and so out of reach. Well, now it was starting to get dark and Bobby reluctantly turned to walk home. Suddenly, his eyes caught the glimmer of the setting sun's rays reflecting off something along the curb. He reached down and discovered a shiny dime. Never before has anyone felt so wealthy as Bobby felt at that moment. As he held his newfound treasure, a warmth spread throughout his entire body, and he walked into the first store he saw. His excitement quickly turned cold when the salesperson told him he couldn't buy anything with only a dime. He saw a flower shop and went inside to wait in line. When the shop owner asked if he could help him, Bobby presented the dime and asked if he could buy one flower for his mother's Christmas gift. The shop owner looked at Bobby and his 10-cent offering. Then he put his hand on Bobby's shoulder and said to him, "Well, you just wait here, I'll see what I can do for you." And as Bobby waited, he looked at the beautiful flowers, and even though he was a boy, he could see why mothers and girls like flowers. The sound of the door closing as the last customer left jolted Bobby back to reality. All alone in the shop, Bobby began to feel alone and afraid. Suddenly, the shop owner came out and moved to the counter. And there, before Bobby's eyes, lay 12 long-stem red roses with leaves of green and tiny white flowers all tied together with a big silver bow. Bobby's heart sank as the owner picked them up and placed them gently into a long white box. "Well, that will be 10 cents, young man," the shop owner said, reaching out his hand for the dime. Slowly, Bobby moved his hand to give the man his dime. Could this be true? Well, no one else would give him a thing for his dime. Sensing the boy's reluctance, the shop owner added, "Well, I just happen to have some roses on sale for 10 cents a dozen. Would you like them?" This time, Bobby did not hesitate. And when the man placed the long box into his hands, he knew it was true. Walking out the door, Bobby heard the shopkeeper say, "Merry Christmas, son." Well, and as the shopkeeper went inside, the shopkeeper's wife walked out. "Well, who were you talking to back there? And what were those roses you were fixing?" Staring out of the window and blinking the tears from his eyes, he replied, "A strange thing happened to me this morning while I was setting up things to open the shop. I thought I heard a voice telling me to set aside a dozen of my best roses for a special gift. I wasn't sure at that time whether I had lost my mind or what, but I set them aside anyway. Then, just 10 minutes ago, a little boy came to the shop and wanted to buy a flower for his mother with one small dime. When I looked at him, I saw myself many years ago. I too was a poor boy with nothing to buy my mother as a Christmas gift. A bearded man whom I never knew stopped me on the street and told me that he wanted to give me $10. When I saw the little boy tonight, I knew who that voice was, and I put together a dozen of my very best roses." Well, the shopkeeper and his wife hugged each other tightly as they stepped out into the bitter cold air. And somehow they didn't feel cold at all. Well, dear listeners, may this story instill the spirit of Christmas in you enough to pass this act along. For goodness is the only investment that doesn't fail.
Mm-hmm. Into the land, to the
Welcome back, sisters and brothers. I hope you liked that last story on the time. Coming back to Swami's discourse that our beloved Lord so graciously gave to us in 1996, Bhagwan continues to say the following. Swami says, "You must feel that God is Hridayavasi, dwells in the heart. You must develop compassion in the heart, because without compassion, heart is only a stone." That is the message of Jesus, the message of love. God is love. Live in love. Start the day with love. Spend the day with love. End the day with love. This is the way to God. Only the person who is filled with love will be dear to the Lord. Swami has always placed the highest importance on love. Love, after all, conquers everything. A beautiful verse from the Bible summarizes love in such a fulfilling manner. It says, "If I speak in the tongue of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as remove mountains, but have not love, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant and rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Now I know in part, then I shall understand in full. So faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. The Bible, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 13.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers. You are listening to a beautiful Christmas special segment of Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay, from Prashanti Nilayam. Well, I came across a beautiful poem online as I was browsing for thoughts on Christmas, and I felt it would be only right to share it with you all. This poem was written by Tom Cross, describing the spirit of love, giving and sharing during Christmas. The poem goes thus. Is there a purpose? Why are we here? A little boy asked as the Yuletide drew near. I really do hope that someday I will know the reason we stand out here in the snow, ringing this bell as people walk by while snowflakes descend out from the sky. The mother just smiled at her shivering son, who would rather be playing and having some fun, but soon would discover before evening was done the meaning of Christmas was very first one. The young boy exclaimed, Mother, where do they go? All the pennies, why we collect every year in the snow? Why do we do it? Why do we care? We work for these pennies, so why should we share? Because once a small baby, so meek and so mild, was born in a manger, she said to the child. The son of a king was born in this way, to give us the message he carried that day. You mean baby Jesus? Is he why we are here? Ringing this bell at Christmas time every year? Yes, said the mother. That is why you should know about the very first Christmas a long time ago. The present God gave to the world on that night was the gift of his son to make everything right. Why did he do it? Why did he care? To teach about loving and how we should share. The meaning of Christmas, you see, my dear son, is not about presents and just having fun, but the gift of a father, his own precious son, so the world would be saved when his work was all done. Now the little boy smiled with a tear in his eye as snowflakes kept falling from out of the sky, rang louder the bell as the people walked by, while deep down in his heart, at last he knew why. Well, dear listeners, let's keep that fire of love and gratitude burning within us as we listen to next few songs. So this is Chandu Vijay signing out with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joy. Ho, 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 who and go. Ho, 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 who and go. Up from the house, walk, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good sailing. Clutch comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear, stand up, little Nell. Give her a doll, even a surprise. Come down and open her, shut her eyes.
For evermore.